Hey, what's going on? I'm Rob Luther.
Hey, this is Nick Stevens.
And we are from Genesis Gems, and we love Two Dudes and a Nest.
Yes, they're our favorite podcast. It's even better than our own podcast.
Way better. Damn, they had Tetris. So many great games.
They had Tag and Dragon. Let's see, all those classics by Wisdom Tree. What was it, like Spiritual Warfare? That one about Moses. Great game.
They really snailed it.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of snailed it, I'm Paul from Retro Obscura.
And I'm Aaron from Retro Obscura.
And you are listening to Two Dudes and an NES.
All right. Well, well, if it isn't the Genesis jerks.
Well, if it isn't the 8-bit dimwits.
So what is it you punks want?
No, what do you want? You're the ones who challenged us.
Psh, we wouldn't waste our time.
Getting beat, you mean?
Guys.
Clearly you guys would cheat.
Oh, take off. You're the ones with the game, genie. I saw you.
Guys, don't you see? You've been set up.
Who's this hose head?
That's my bro. He's my backup, just in case you guys try anything funny.
Psh! Fellas, it's obvious that someone else set this whole thing up. Look, it's freezing out there. What do you say we head inside to this old arcade and iron this all out?
Fine.
Whatever.
No, you whatever.
Whoa, why are all these arcade machines shut down?
Beats me. Hey! There's a tape player over there.
Hey, and a note. You guys want me to read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Go for it.
Okay. Play.
Hello, Two Dudes. Hello, Genesis Gems. You're probably wondering why you're here in an abandoned arcade on a snowy winter's night. You see, I too am a gamer. An arcade gamer. I grew up playing these games you see around you now collecting dust. I worked here, in this very place. I practically grew up here, popping quarter after quarter into these machines. People crowded around me and cheered when I set my high score on that old Galaga machine. I broke my first joystick, playing that Q-Bert cabinet over there. Heck, I even had my first kiss after reaching the kill screen on that Donkey Kong machine in the back.
What's his point?
My point here is this. If it weren't for home consoles, I'd still be a legend here. I'd still be on top, both an arcade and pinball wizard. But no, home consoles had to ruin everything. People wanted to stay home and play Super Mario Brothers or Sonic the Hedgehog. People stopped coming to the arcades, and I lost it all. My job, my fame, and my kill-screen Donkey Kong girlfriend. From then on, I swore I'd get my revenge on home consoles, and that's why you're here. Both of your shows represent everything I can't stand about console gaming, so I've devised a little plan. I have a little game here called Battletoads and Double Dragon. It just so happens that it was ported to both the NES and the Genesis. I have two TVs, one with an NES and the other with a Genesis. It's your job to convince the listeners of which port of this game is truly superior. I just hope you all don't destroy each other in the process.
Well, it's obvious that the NES is going to be better.
Oh, so. Take off. Don't get out of here.
This is going to be easy. So,
Right now, and just NES wins. Done.
No, 60 bits.
This guy's wasted his time.
And the show.
Yeah. Well, that was good. See you guys.
Best crossover ever.
See you guys next week.
Right. 2 weeks for us.
All right.
So seriously, though, NES, it's better. I mean.
Oh, come on. Are we really going to get into this?
Yeah. I mean, that's what the point is. We're supposed to figure out which game is better, which game is superior.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to stick to my guns here and say the Sega Genesis is clearly superior, just like, you know. Hey, Nick, what is that old saying they say? Sega, I can't remember how it goes. How's it go
about it? It's something about Nintendo sucks and Genesis doesn't.
Oh, that's right, yes. Okay. Sega does what Nintendo don't. Yeah, yes.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like go belly up in the console market.
Hold me back.
Yeah, well, it did come out on the NES first, sorry.
Well,
Genesis was
copying. That was the trial period, you know. Genesis got
right. It bombed, and then they had to release it on a superior console.
So. Exactly.
Actually, it did so well that Genesis wanted to try to climb on those coattails there.
No way, that's not what I heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, you know what, guys? Matthew may be right.
Yeah.
We may be set up.
Matthew, you're wise among your years.
Appreciate that.
I've got an idea.
What?
Let's stick it to this arcade guy, and let's just cover both games and figure out how they're both better than arcade games.
Oh! For once, I kind of like his idea.
Flipping a script here.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So, Justin's historical tidbits and trivia is how we're starting, right?
You know what? I won't give much history because I will not step on the Genesis Jim's toes, even though our segments are far superior.
Oh, hey, Justin, before you continue your blabbering, there's one thing we forgot to say. Hey, Nick, what do we say before we start the game?
Hey, game on, Rob.
Yeah, game on!
Okay. Well,
on. Is that what I hear? Lame on?
Oh, take off.
Killing me, small.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Battletoads Double Dragon, created by Rare, which was the creator of Battletoads, and Double Dragon was a Technos game, but Technos wasn't very involved in the creation of this game. It was released on the NES in June of 1993, and the Genesis in September of 1993. So not too far apart, just a 3-month lag there for the Genesis.
More than likely developed at the same time.
Yeah. I think. Yeah. And then it actually came out for the Super Nintendo in December of the same year, and the Game Boy also in December of the same year. So it was a game that was created for multiple systems at the same time. Now, as far as Nintendo... The Nintendo Power staff, which Nintendo Power, you know, in case you guys don't know, is pretty much the only magazine that matters in retro gaming is Nintendo Power. I don't know if you guys knew that.
We have Megatech. what was it
like a year?
Does anybody even know that? Anyway, Nintendo Power, the prestigious Nintendo Power, nominated this game for categories of graphics and sound, theme and fun, play control, villain, and the best overall game. And it was rated as the second best game of that year. And in light of our crossover episode, this was rated as number 11 on video game crossovers by Yugo Networks.
Hmm.
And was on the 15 most bizarre crossovers in gaming by Games Radar. So...
Yeah, if you think about it, it is kind of a weird, obscure crossover. I mean, of all like the tag team duos, I don't put Battletoads and Double Dragon together, but for some strange reason, it worked.
Yeah. Well, it did. Yeah, it was interesting how they picked these two games to put them together. But anyway, so did anybody buy this game, by the way?
I did.
No, it was certainly much cheaper on the Genesis. I thought about getting it on the Genesis as opposed to the NES, but then I figured that would be blasphemy, so I didn't get it at all because it's a lot more expensive on the NES.
Right, right. It's I guess it's pretty much a collectible on the NES, which, you know, it is collectible. It is the NES. All right, I'll stop making jokes towards the Genesis.
Speaking of price, this is a great segment of ours we're going to talk about here. If you want to go out and get this cart, here are some of the prices from our Sega Genesis app. If you want to get the cart only, it's averaging about $10. The cart and the manual together is averaging $13. And the complete set, the complete in-box set, cart, manual, and box, is $26. I actually picked this up for about $15 with the cart and case. So, not too bad.
Nice. But, case too, huh?
That's yeah, I didn't get, the book, but yeah.
Yeah, I think I paid just for the card alone. I want to say I got it on Amazon, and I paid about $15 for it as well. So a little bit on the higher side for a Genesis game, but man, it was so worth it.
Yeah. Well, it is a good game. It's a really fun game. So if you want it for the NES, just on eBay, it's going for $135.
Oh, my goodness.
But it comes with the box if you want it. There. The Super Nintendo version looks like you can get that for $6. So, not a lot of love going to the Super Nintendo version of it.
Which is weird, because I was watching videos online, and it's definitely the one that looks the best. I know this isn't a Super Nintendo show, but I don't know how it plays or sounds or anything, but I just looked at pictures. It definitely looks the best.
So, did you all grow up playing this game?
No, I didn't. I never played this game until this show.
I'm in the same boat. I played Battletoads and I played Double Dragon, but I don't ever remember this game. I really don't even remember. Do you remember it, Michael?
Not really. Just maybe from some ads in magazines. I may have seen like the crossover of the Toads and the Battle Dragons. Whatever.
Battle Dragons.
In an ad, but I never did see them. I didn't see the game anywhere. It wasn't even available to rent or anything.
Hmm. Yeah.
I actually did play this game. You know, all the Genesis fans out there are going to kill me. I had it on the NES, actually. when I was in 7th grade, I broke my thumb. So I remember getting out my Nintendo because my cast had... My thumb was all the way taped up, and I could only use my two fingers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, playing a Genesis, you need... You know, the controller's so superior that you need all your fingers. So I was able to downgrade and use my NES. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. But I remember... a buddy of mine loaning me this game, and like I said, I would actually use my index and my middle finger for A and B, but I played the junk out of this game, and I definitely had some good memories of it. It's one of those games that I played back then, and I continue to play today. So it was definitely great on the NES, great on the Genesis, but yeah, it's kind of my memories. I remember just being shacked up in my room. I couldn't play. I was on the basketball team that year, and I couldn't play because I broke my thumb, and it was just kind of one of those things where it was the only kind of games I could play because I didn't have my right thumb, so...
Nice. I remember it too. I didn't have it as a kid, but my buddy Kenny, who lived like right up the street from me, I don't know if he had it or he had rented it one time, but it's kind of a funny story. Like afterwards, when I first saw it, and of course it was for the Nintendo, I mean, I'll give you all that. he was playing. I was like, whoa, this is really cool, because I'd never really played a lot of beat 'em ups as a kid. And I loved it. I was like, man, I'm really getting into this game. And then I remember I had to go back over to my parents' house to eat supper. And I was going to come back because Kenny was going to be renting, I guess, getting the pay-per-view. It was like SummerSlam 93 or something like that. And I was all excited. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get to see Hulk Hogan and everything. And I was supposed to go back to Kenny's house that same day that I was playing that game. And I got grounded because I was playing Batman for the NES at my house. And I was getting really frustrated. I threw the controller. And my mom grounded me, so I never got to go watch that. But I do remember playing that game earlier on that day before I got punished. Yeah,
you can practice the bend instead of throwing it. You got to practice where you try to break it over your knee. You don't get as much trouble for that unless you actually break it.
Good point.
Yeah, it's not a lot of noise that goes into the trying to bend it, except for maybe your grunt and your brute strength. But I do that because I've seen Michael do that before. I've seen him go.
That's true.
That's strong.
Hey, man, the NES controller is durable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Consider how many times I threw that thing and it still works. I got to give you all props on that one.
Yeah.
But. So, what about this game? I have a feeling that we're going to have plenty of good things to say about it. But before we talk about just the game in general, what did you guys think of the differences. Did you play both games, the NES and the Genesis one? Because there are differences. The gameplay is mostly the same, but there are some differences between the two.
Yeah, I didn't really realize the differences. I don't really can't tell you off the top of my head, but I didn't actually play the NES here recently. I was kind of just playing on the Genesis. But what are the differences now that you're saying that?
Well, they sound different.
Oh well, yeah.
Pretty much because of the different hardware there. Yeah.
Genesis sounds better, right? Xperia.
Well, I think it's just a matter of preference because I'm kind of in the boat of I don't really like the way the Genesis sounds in general. Not that it's bad. It's just when it's compared to other systems, I tend to steer away from the sound that the Genesis makes. I mean, I can appreciate it, but when you take both the soundtracks together, I kind of leaned more towards the NES just because I like the way the NES sounds. But the Genesis does have more tracks, I think. I think it has a couple more tracks to it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll tell you, though, the soundtrack of this game, David Wise composed it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. This is one of the best soundtracks I've ever heard.
Another thing there, too, is David Wise composed it, and not to be too much of a knock against him, but he didn't really have as firm of a grasp on the Genesis hardware as he did on the NES, I don't think. I think he spent a whole lot of time on the NES, you know, in the early days. Mm-hmm. And then the Genesis was still kind of new to him at this time, it seems like, because I don't know. It seems like there's like some pitchy things in it. Like I noticed that there's a lot of really loud noises and like the sound effects and the music were at different levels. Of course, I didn't play it directly on the Genesis, so that may have just been what I was playing because I actually emulated the Genesis. But
he didn't actually do a lot of Genesis games. I know he did that. He did the original Battletoads as well, and maybe like a Snake Rattle and Roll port. Mm-hmm. But he didn't actually do a whole lot for the Genesis.
It's still an amazing soundtrack on both systems.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I was actually going to compare it to a good soundtrack like we were supposed to talk about Silver Surfer, which I think Silver Surfer has one of the better soundtracks for the NES, and I would almost put this one right up there with it.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorites. So,
are they basically all the same tracks just with different sound hardware?
Yeah, they're mostly the same tracks. Like I said, okay. The Genesis has a few more, so that it's a little more varied. I think the NES repeats some of the tracks a few more times, but they're basically the same tracks played on different hardware. But they sound completely different just because of the different hardware that they play on.
I didn't actually get to play the NES version of it. I didn't do that on purpose. I just didn't get around to doing it. Yeah, I just listening to the Sega Genesis one alone and having really nothing to compare it to, I was like, my goodness, this soundtrack's amazing. And it's kind of got like that hard rock vibe throughout the entire thing. Oh, man, and some of the melodies in the tracks, like I think it was Stage 3, some of the melodies were so well done. I mean, I was so impressed with this soundtrack that I haven't heard as good a soundtrack as this game had probably since like some of the early Castlevania games. And that's, I know that's kind of a high praise, but I was really impressed.
That is a really high praise. I think that it's got a lot of funk to it, which is something kind of very Battletoads-y.
Yeah.
Battletoads-y.
I gotta say, I was a little disappointed when I hit pause and I didn't hear the boom, chick, boom, chick, boom.
Yeah, that's true. But other differences there's a lot of difference in the graphics. The Genesis has a lot more detail in the graphics, a lot bigger sprites.
I didn't hear you say that. Can you say that again?
Yeah, what was that?
Wait, you haven't heard my butt.
I really don't want to know what your butt is.
You haven't heard my butt, have you? But I will say that I think that, in my opinion, I think the smaller sprites actually make the levels look a lot bigger. It seems like a grander scale.
Mm-hmm.
To the levels, just because the characters are a little bit smaller. And I also preferred on the Double Dragon guys, Billy and Jimmy, they actually have a different colored vest than their pants, which is very unusual to see a Double Dragon character like that. But on the NES, they have like an orange vest and different colored pants, which is weird, but it makes sense to me because they're kind of not in their own universe. You know, they're in the Battletoads universe.
Right.
Bizarre world.
Right.
So, like, one of my big questions I thought would be great discussion would be, you know, what did you prefer, using a Battletoad or using one of the Double Dragon guys? I definitely preferred Double Dragon guy. The reason being, I kind of like being able to jump kick. I feel like the Battletoads are kind of limited with their reach with the punching. And I don't know. I felt like doing the dash and kick on a lot of those bosses, you kind of spammed them. Like, I remember beating a Bobo and a Blag without even getting hit because of that move. But I don't know. What did you guys think? Who's your favorite?
I went with Double Dragon most of the time. I tried the Battletoads, but I didn't really... I liked, I don't know which one he is, the brown one. The one that does the big boot. He was probably my favorite Toad. The one that does when you do the run, he does the big kick.
Oh, I think that's Pimple. And he was like the one that you couldn't play as in the first game. I think he, and it's funny because his character description, it's like, I'm really, really dumb, but I'm tough. Yeah,
that's something I was going to bring up later is the I love the little cutscenes and player descriptions. Is I've got them pulled up here. And Pimple is, I may not be smart, but when brain power fails, brute force prevails.
Oh, little rhyme in there.
He's kind of a bit there.
Yeah. It'd be a real funny like episode of Jeopardy getting him and a Bobo on the same panel. Seeing how
the cutscenes is another thing where there's a lot of difference because there's blood in the Genesis. I guess Genesis just feels like they have to put blood in all their games.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, blood makes everything better.
That's right. Look at Mortal Kombat.
Right.
There was actually a pinball game. I don't remember what the name of it was for Genesis that I rented one time. And you'd like when you hit the walls of the pinball, or like blood would splatter off the screen. I don't remember what that game was. It's like, so even the Genesis has to even put blood in their pinball games.
It's like, throw blood in there, that'll sell.
I think it was Virtual Pinball. I may be mistaken on that, though.
Well, I'm going to have to buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sold. Absolutely right. Sold.
You had me a blood.
Back to the boot move, Michael. Did the Battletoads have different moves? I only played as a couple of them. I felt like they had the same moveset.
I only played as Pimple, so I just...
Okay, okay.
The brown, so I just assumed his were distinct, but maybe they weren't.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I just remember playing as a couple of them. It seemed like they had the same moveset.
I don't know. I'd only played with him for a little while, and then I went back to playing as the Double Dragon. Yeah. I just really liked the idea of the Double Dragon guys doing these crazy moves outside. Because, you know, in Double Dragon, you know, they'll grab their hair and they'll knee them in the face and they'll throw them. But in this game, they'll do these crazy wild kicks and these uppercuts and this, like, giant frog splash thing. And,
yeah.
And they actually pick... this is something else I was going to talk about the game, but it's kind of brutal because there's some parts where the Double Dragon will, like, pick the girl up by the hair.
Yes, I wrote that down.
The battle do that too. Okay, yeah, I was going to bring that up.
That's horrible.
Level 3, right when you start off, okay, you just pick that girl up and you just start slamming her over your head over and over.
Oh, no, it's horrible. Like, and then like, you pick her up by her hair.
Yeah. It's like, oh, man, I may or may not have a trophy regarding that.
Me too. I may or may not have one as well.
I had one, but I felt bad after I wrote it. So.
Yeah, it's kind of awful. But
then you can even see the animation on her face. Like, it looks like she's screaming in pain. I'm like, oh, gosh, this is horrible.
Yeah, they probably couldn't see that animation on the NES. So.
And the sad thing is, like, you can't avoid... Okay, in that particular stage, you can't avoid hitting them. Like, you cannot progress in the stage unless you pick her up by her hair and slug her in the gut. It will not let you go further.
You can do the run kick. That was kind of my... Since I didn't write it down, that was kind of my achievement. It was called Equality. Don't pull the woman's hair and somehow still beat them. But I erased that because I felt bad.
Oh, man. But no, actually, I'm going against what you two guys said. I didn't play a lot with the Double Dragon guys. I played with Pimple more. I played with actually all three of the Battletoads. But I probably played the most with Pimple. I thought that, not that I really thought that they were better, but that's just who I played with.
I was the same way because he was the one character that I'd never played as before, you know, because in, like, the first Battletoads, you could play as Zitz and Rash, but you could not play as Pimple. I think you had to, like, rescue him. So I was like, oh, I want to see what he's all about. Plus, I like this character description. He's a dumb guy who's really strong. I was like, oh, this ought to be good. So I chose him, and I can't remember if they all had different... All the Toads had different distinct moves, or if, you know, they were all pretty much the same. Was that the same for the Double Dragon guys? Did they have the same move?
They were both pretty much the same, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The only difference on, or at least on the NES, the only difference is blue pants versus green pants. And hair. One was blonde and one's brown-headed, I think.
Right. Speaking of hair, Can we talk about that for a second?
Sure.
Okay. Billy's hair. What's going on with that? Have you guys seen it?
It's kind
of
had,
like, the biggest cowlick, at least in the Genesis version. I've not seen the NES one, but he has, like, the biggest cowlick, and it looks like he's almost got a mullet as well.
I just thought it was like a pompadour. Where it goes,
yeah, it's kind of, like, waved over. I'm sorry. That's, you know, no trash in, you know, the Double Dragons, but just the hair.
Well, you know, we talked about the brutal gameplay, but that, the fighting is 100% Battletoads. Like, I don't think any Double Dragon in it other than the characters.
Yeah, I mean, some of the way they pull off the moves look like Double Dragon, but the way you get there is absolutely Battletoads. And one of the great things about these Battletoads games, I love, I'm a huge beat-em-up fan, and I love the combo systems when you string together combos to take out the enemy. Each level of this game, it's like a whole new combo set, and I always thought that was real cool about the Battletoads. So, like, if you're Double Dragon in the first level, you do some punches and you do a spin kick. And, like, in the next level, you know, you do some punches and you start kneeing the guy in the gut and flip him over your head. So it's like mm-hmm. a different combo set for every stage. And I really respected that from this game.
Yeah, that was really cool. There was a different animation, basically, depending on which character you were fighting, which enemy it was. You had a different animation for the way you took them out.
I love that you guys should, like, just pick up and grab, like, those robots in the first stage of the game, and you can just, you know, pick them up from the sky and then, like, punch them or knee them or whatever. And there's a lot of different, like you said, different animations for the different enemies you fight. I've not really seen a lot of that in beat-em-up games. Like, even Streets of Rage, you see that a little bit, but I've not seen it to this extent. Okay. So that was really cool. I was very impressed with the animations in this game.
Yeah, I like his attention to detail.
Yeah.
On level 2, I think it is, where the robots with the big long legs, and you kill them, and then you take their legs and start beating people with it.
That's just like in the first level of Battletoads. And I love, even with the weapons, you know, going back to that, if you use a Battletoad, you know, you get that leg, and he starts beating them in the head and kind of grabs them with the leg and throws them at their head, and then the Double Dragon guy is kind of like pogo the guys into the ground, which I thought...
Yeah, the pogo. That was awesome.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, the Battletoads also beat the guys into the ground. You can, like, they, like, take their fists over their head and start pounding them into the ground. Right. Yeah. So, I hope you guys saw me do that.
I saw it.
So, I missed it. Just,
yeah, man. Rob, you missed it.
Oh,
one time showing.
They also really mix it up. I mean, there's the dynamite throwing part, which kind of mixes it up, where you're not just beating people up all the time, and then you got the speeder bike things.
Then, like, level 3, you know, it turns into, like, more of a side-scrolling platformer, because you can only go left or right, you can't go up and down.
Yeah,
and you gotta dodge all those things, and of course you're going down the valleys like you did in the
first game.
Yeah, so that's cool.
And then I like the one, it's kind of weird, because it really kind of turns the game on its head with, I think it's stage 4 or 5, where you almost escape through this little, I guess, spaceship, and then you're fighting the big rat ship, the giant rat ship. And I'm saying ship, by the way. You know, like a, you know, spaceship.
It's family friendly, you know.
Right. but it's almost like a game of asteroids there, because you're basically a spaceship, and you're firing off against all these different things in all these different directions. So it's cool to see, not only did you get a beat-em-up, you get a platformer, and then you get like a old-school 80s kind of Galaga shooter at the same time.
No, it's funny, you know, going back to some NES games, you know, Rare made this game. One of the notes I took, when you're on stage 1, and those hands come out of the ship with all like the different colored balls, that reminds me so much of like a mix between Snake Rattle Roll and like the Freddy Krueger game.
Oh, I was going to say that Freddy game. Yep.
Yeah. So I mean, I think I mentioned that on one of the old podcasts about Nightmare on Elm Street. That, you know, that hand reminded me so much of like Snake Rattle and Roll or something. So you can definitely tell it was a Rare game in there.
Yep.
No, I think that Rare may be one of my favorite game producers, and this one now is all going to be nearing my top favorite games now, because like I said, I didn't even know this game really was around, and then until we started playing it for this podcast.
It also helps that it's a little bit easier than Battletoads.
Oh,
I mean, because Battletoads can get frustrating really fast, but this game never really got frustrating for me.
Yeah, you can actually get past the bike level.
Right.
So, I think like the original Battletoads, it took me, even with save states, it took me like a good hour to get past the bike stage. And I was like, save state, load state, quit, save state, load state. I mean, it was just like, oh my gosh, it was miserable. And this one was much easier.
Yeah, I still have not beat the original Battletoads. That bike stage. at all.
Yeah, I've never beat it fairly. We'll put it that way.
Right, same here.
And you accused us of using a game genie.
Another thing I got to say that I really like about this game is the variety of enemies that are in the game and the bosses. Like, you get a little bit of the double dragon bosses with a Bobo. Is Roper a double dragon boss? Because I don't remember.
I'm Roper.
Is that the guy with the gun?
Yeah, he's the guy with that huge, like,
machine
gun.
There's a guy with a machine gun at the end of Double Dragon. I didn't think his name was Roper, though, but there is a guy with a machine gun at the end of Double Dragon.
Yeah, he kind of looks like in this game, he kind of looks like Razor Ramon a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, Chico. you know, and then you get, is it Robo-Manus? Robo-Manus?
Robo-Manus. Robo-Manus.
Yeah. He looks awesome. I mean, his design is one of my favorite designs in the game. Another one is Shadow Boss. I mean, he's like a giant blue, he's got like a knight helmet, and then he's got like the blue spiked shoulder pads and everything. He looked pretty awesome, and the red eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, the boss designs were really, really cool.
No, I agree.
The boss designs.
Everything was really good, but the boss designs were really good. I'm trying to pull up a screenshot here of Shadow Boss. Let's see.
Yeah, he looks awesome. He must work out.
I love this podcast. While Justin looks up pictures to show on people who can't even see them on the podcast.
Hey, I can't lie. I've listened to the podcast and people start doing that stuff, and I can't lie that I've actually looked at my phone thinking I was going to see it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Let's see what that looks like.
Oh, man. I love the bulging eyes.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me of the bulging eyes, right. That's
yeah. And that's something really cool. And I think that was, like, the only thing Double Dragon did that was kind of out of the ordinary. Because, like, you know, the Battletoads got the big fist and the big feet, and I can't really remember Double Dragon doing anything other than the bulging eyes.
Like, yeah, well, the Battletoads also did the big mouth. Like, when the boss would show up, they'd, like, throw this huge
shot. Yeah, like Looney Tunes kind of thing.
Yeah, their mouth would be the size of them.
Yeah. Do you guys got anything else to say about this game?
Well, I have all these little sayings pulled up, these little screenshots and player descriptions.
Those are good.
Yeah. So we'll go through the main characters. So Rash is, I'm the crazy one, and I'm super cool. My smash hits will leave them cold.
He's the one with the sunglasses, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He was always my favorite when I was a kid. I guess it's probably because of the sunglasses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Teenager with attitude.
You put anything on, you put... Back in the 80s, if you put anybody with sunglasses on, they were the coolest person in the room. Bottom line. Actually, I think this probably still applies today. Zitz, I'm the smartest thing on web feet. I can think as well as fight. I like how he didn't say that he was... he said he's the smartest thing, but then he was just like... he just backed that up with saying that he can think. Great. All right, and then Billy says, I'm ready to rumble. No one can match my twisting typhoon kick. Ooh. And Jimmy says, if the going gets rough, then I'm your man. I love a good fight.
That's a generic line.
Let's see, there was one that was really good. I can't remember.
I like a Bobo's line.
Yeah, let's see. A Bobo's line was, a Bobo good at fight. You little jerks not stand a chance against me.
It's like a caveman.
Yeah.
Like, he definitely had some bad English on some of his cutscenes. I think one line he says he's supposed to say, like, it doesn't matter. It's like, not matter or something. It's like, what?
That's on purpose, I imagine, right?
Because Rare
would, they would be able to do English properly. They're a British developer.
Yeah, it was definitely Technos that slaughtered Double Dragon with a Bimmy Lee.
Did you notice after you beat a Bobo, though, in level one, T-Bird kind of disses you a little bit.
Says, oh, I hate that.
Even I could beat a Bobo. Well done, but look out for Big Bag Blag. It's like, well, I mean, okay, congratulations. Even I could do that.
Right. Oh, yeah, and then when you get a game over, he's like, you're supposed to be the ultimate team.
Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly. It's like, jerk, why don't you do this?
Yeah.
I'm fighting a Bobo.
Right.
And then I like Roper's line. I'm going to use your butts for target practice. And then after you beat him, T-Bird's like, our fists beat Roper's bullets, didn't they? Well done, team. So awesome.
The cutscenes are really awesome.
Yeah. Let's see. The Dark Queen, I'll soon rule your precious earth, battle jerks.
This sounds like some of our insults back and forth.
That's true. Yeah.
And then when you get to her level, she's like, those puny pods will be vaporized by my awesome arsenal. And then after you beat her, T-Bird's like, that rat ship was a piece of cake. And I said ship, S-H-I-P.
Right.
Good.
He is in pop, but watch out. The missile is heading towards Earth.
Yeah. Oh, and I love the fact that you can ride a missile in this game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But it's definitely not as cool as Earthworm Jim, right?
And Shadow Boss, actually, he gets the creepiest line when he says, come and get me if you dare. I'm waiting for you in the basement.
Duh! Shadow Boss comes in the basement. I'm not going to that basement.
It's like, I'm waiting for you. I'll be down in my basement.
That should be your motto right there on Google Hangouts, Justin.
It should be, yes. It should be. I actually live in this basement. I'm only allowed to come up for, like, meals, bathroom breaks.
Is that where you gotta pull up, Carl?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more, but at the end, well, excellent. Well done. You defeated the Dark Queen and her evil hordes, and then the battle to it was done. It was down to teamwork, Prof. We couldn't have done it without the Lee twins. Billy and Jimmy say 100% pure skill toads. You're taught that Dark Queen a lesson, boys. That's T-Bird. Oh, man, you gotta love it.
The only beef I have is the actual ending of the game. You know, you get, like, all these cool cutscenes and everything, you know, all throughout the game, but at the end it's like, okay, Shadow Boss, he goes in hiding. Oh, gosh, what was the other one?
Dark Queen.
Yeah, she just kind of, it says that she's been humbled, and she flies away. She's like, you've not seen the last of me. And then the Toads and the Double Dragon guys, they just kind of depart, but doesn't show anything. It just says it in a text. So I was like, what? That's it? We don't get a cutscene. We don't get a high five.
They're building up for a sequel.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Is this the last game either one of them have been in? If you think
it has maybe to be, the
double.
Right?
Maybe the Double Dragon fighting game. I can't remember when that came out. But
Double Dragon Neon came out not too long ago on the PC.
Oh, that's right. That's kind of a remake there, right?
Yeah, kind of, but it's different.
Yeah, but I would have settled for, you know, like a high five or some kind of celebratory dance or anything, you know? And it basically, it was just like, they separated, and we've not seen them together since. It makes me very sad.
Or even like was it Rocky 2 with the freeze frame ending?
Right.
Apollo and Rocky are, you know, starting to spar, and then they go to punch each other, and they could have done that with the Battletoads.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
Yeah, do a little Rocky 2 freeze frame.
And then credits roll.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are struggling to find something wrong with this game. I like it.
No, I don't have any complaints about it, really.
I mean, it's, you know, I'm a huge beat-em-up fan, but I wouldn't say this is my favorite beat-em-up by any means, but it's definitely one of the better ones.
I agree.
Would you put it above Streets of Rage?
Ooh. No.
you know, I wouldn't put it above it, but I'd say it's awful close. I mean, I really would, especially with the soundtrack, with the multiple characters, with the stage design, the variance in gameplay. I'd say it's close, very close.
This is one of, if not the best, beat 'em up on the NES.
I could deal with
that. I didn't even ask, but that's what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could go with that too. I mean, even I didn't really think about that before the shoot, before just now. But I can't really think of anything that really beats it in these. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Manhattan Project. I might like that
one. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah.
That's can't wait to talk about that one.
Yeah.
Some other time.
Some other stuff. Yeah. That's not a Genesis game, so you know.
Right.
So does anybody have any? I mean, is there like a complaint we could give this game? Is there something wrong? Anything wrong with this game? Something a little frustrating, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, level 3 was real hard for me. Maybe I'm just a wimp, but getting through all those like electric fields and like I felt kind of cheated sometimes, and maybe it was just frustrating because I'm not good at that part. But you think you're playing a beat 'em up game, and I don't really know if I like the platforms. It definitely mixes it up, but I felt like it was a little too much in level 3. I felt like you could have mixed that in a little bit better, but yeah, small gripe.
Yeah, there's a lot of the rope stuff. And yeah. The rope stuff is annoying because the birds can cut the rope and stuff like that. So I could see it being annoying. I don't know if I would necessarily call that a detriment to the game, but I can see
where I guess I can see where you're coming from. That was a frustrating level, but it was just all around a good game, though. So
I'll tell you what, I've got some retrofitted trophies.
That's funny because we have some retrofitted achievements.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, I think the thing that you stole from us.
Oh, take off!
I mean, take off. The thing that you graciously also did
afterwards
because it was really cool.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay, so I'll start us off. I've got one here. It's called "You'll Get Warts." That is, beat the game as one of the Battletoads.
Nice. I'll go with one. It's called. I've shortened it. There's a long name to this trophy, but I've shortened it to "No Shame," and it's beating a Bobo. Now let me explain this. The full name of the trophy is "There's No Shame in Hitting a Bad Guy in the Beanbag." And if you notice, if you play with a Battletoad and you're punching a Bobo, it looks like you're just punching him right in the crotch over and over.
Gosh.
So my trophy is "No Shame in Hitting the Bad Guy in the Beanbag."
That's fantastic.
So, all right.
My first one's called "Would the Real Bimmy Lee Please Stand Up?" And this is, you can't get past the first stage with Billy Lee. So you're, you know, Double Dragon 3 was an epic fail, and can't get past the first stage is an epic fail. So there you go.
That's awesome. And mine is "Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto." And this is destroying the two-legged droid in level 2 and using his leg to beat down more Shadow Warriors.
I've got another one called "Brotherly Love." Oops. And that is play 2-player as Billy and Jimmy and beat it.
Nice.
Oh, okay, so mine is "Pound Sand," and that is pound 3 different bad guys into the ground using a Battletoad.
That's good. My second one's called "You Dirty Rat, You Killed My Brother." This is playing 2-player on stage 2, and as Billy and Jimmy Lee and one of your brothers getting killed by Black, because he's a big rat.
Oh, nice. And kind of going back to Justin's there, mine is "What's the Time? Hammer Time." And this is when you hammer 5 or more Mohawk Shadow guys through the space shuttle floor.
Nice.
Rob always has his good music themes.
So I got Styx and MC Hammer here.
Yeah.
I'll go with "Pogo a Go Go," and that
Ooh.
Is
oh.
Use the pogo attack. But I don't know if you noticed this. We didn't mention in the show, but you can do the pogo attack without actually having to beat them up any first. You can just go pogo back and forth across a bunch of different guys. So it's pulling that off.
Yeah.
That's pogo a go-go.
That's awesome.
I call this with caveman special move, and that is taking the girl and pounding her over and over.
This one's called "Sonic Boom," and this is a beating all the Guile lookalikes on the bikes on stage 2. If you remember the guys that look like Guile from Street Fighter on stage 2.
Oh yeah, I remember them. Yep. All right, my next one's called "Polly Want a Cracked Skull," and this is kicking all the annoying birds that attack you in Roper's stage. This is when you're going down that tunnel, I think, and the birds are trying to attack you.
The crows.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they crows or are they magpies?
I don't know, but they're annoying. And they're angry. Mm-hmm. Get it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've got one called "Do What Sega Can't."
Oh.
That's just beat the NES version of the game. Oh. Sorry. That's my last one.
I'm out. I only had 3.
Okay.
You guys got more?
I got one more, and this actually steals one of Rob's from many, many episodes ago, but it's... It's called "You Got Hit by a Wrecking Ball," and it's hitting 5 crows with a wrecking ball with a Battletoad.
We can't seem to get past an episode without a Miley Cyrus reference. So.
I know. Miley Cyrus and iCarly. Yeah,
that's how we roll. It's hard.
Yeah, yeah. And then the last one I had was it's kind of going back to what Justin said. It's called "Be a Gentleman," and this is successfully making it through Roper stage without hitting any of the ladies with the whips. and pretty much it's impossible to do this. You have to hurt them, and that makes me sad.
You're such a gentleman, Rob.
Right. You gotta be a gentleman.
So Rob, one thing. This is something we talk about at the gyms. I forgot to bring up. So
what's up, Jose?
In this game on the Genesis controller, you have two ways of attacking. You can attack with the A button. You can attack with the C button. Just out of curiosity, which one did you push?
I did A.
Okay, I did C. That's weird.
C, A. Oh, okay.
I'm a C kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
So Nick played it like it was just the regular Nintendo game. Oh no, Rob did.
Oh, take off. I didn't. That's the first thing I was thinking of.
The other one played opposite day.
The whole time he was thinking, man, I wish this was a NES controller.
Get out of here. No. I'd have thrown it.
Yeah, if you press, this is like a playground story.
It wouldn't have broke if you'd thrown it.
This is like a playground story, but if you hit A and C at the same time, you know, you can unlock all these special moves. So.
Oh, yeah,
really?
That's right.
Nah, not really at all.
And if you get a 6-button controller and you hold down all three of the top buttons and tap A 3 times,
nothing will happen.
Any more trophies?
Nah, that's all I got.
Any more achievements, guys? This one.
Yeah, that's right. Achievements. I got a few more achievements. I did. It was about that bird. It was when I finally kind of gave up on the game, you know, because I didn't actually beat it. I don't know if any of you guys beat it like this week, but I think I got stuck on like the fourth stage, so I didn't actually beat it. And I got so mad at the end because that bird. You know, what was his name, Justin? He's got a name.
The bird, T-Bird.
Yeah. T-Bird, thank you. Yeah. So my last one's called Quit Your Squawking. And this is continuing the game even as the annoying bird guy taunts you by saying things like, you call yourselves the ultimate team? During the continue screen. So that was my last one.
Mm.
And I didn't. I just cut it off.
T-Bird is a bit of a jerk.
Yeah.
T-Bird's a real jerk.
Right.
So. Jerk.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of coaches are jerks. They go to get you fired up for the game.
True.
He's kind of a tough love kind of guy.
Right.
On our show, we like to give games a rating.
Okay.
And it usually means nothing, unlike your show, which I guess it actually means something. But
yeah.
On our show, we like to give...
Did you just diss your show and give us credit?
No, I'm saying it's better to give it a rating than nothing.
Okay. You hoser.
So we have this part of our show ready if you want us to go right into it. All right, here we go. We got some listener feedback from the Genesis Gems Facebook page. If you'd like to keep up with Genesis Gems, you can catch us at facebook.com/Genesis Gems Podcast. You can email us at genesisgemspodcast@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter at GenGems, or you can leave us an iTunes review, and we'd appreciate that. All right, so on our Facebook page, we had some good feedback here. We asked the question, you know, is this game good? Is it garbage or is it a gem? Jake McClellan says, this game is good. It's fun to play, but frustrating. Our friend over at Richard Obscura, Paul Stevenson, says, this is just good, but not worth $20+. Complete price, I would pass. Patrick Fagan over at the Sega Collectors left us another nice little picture, and it's a picture of a diamond, and he says, a gem. Our faithful listener, Joe Coppel, and awesome artist, by the way. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to... he actually drew a cool picture of Battletoads and Double Dragon on our page. We'll share that with you guys, two dudes. But he says, a gem compared to Battletoads. This one could be beat, unlike the ultra-hard Battletoads. Luke Walsgrove says, I haven't played this in many years, but what I remember from when I did as a young boy, it's garbage.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. That was a little... You know, but you know, I can. Some people just don't like beat 'em ups. I do understand that. But the next one comes from Sprig Rawls, and he says, "Jim, Alfredo Figueroa. I'll never say that right. So please email us like everyone else has if we say your last name wrong." He says, "Never liked it." And good local friend of mine, Andy Layton, says, "Jim for me. Anything Double Dragon is gold." Nice. So kind of the consensus here on our listeners, it looks like it's kind of hovering between good and Jim, mainly Jim. So
you got any feedback for us, Justin?
I'm trying to pull it up. Go ahead, do the phone call.
I'll do the phone call while we wait.
Sorry.
Here's a phone call.
Dudes. Jay Jorgensen calling in. I saw your next game was Battletoads and Double Dragon. I liked it. I can't say I liked it, but it was a good game. I thought it was good. I rented it for the Super Nintendo a long, long time ago in a galaxy far away. And I thought it was all right. I mean, I really just kind of, I think when I rented it, I played it all weekend, and I just played as the Toad the entire time. I never even touched the Double Dragon guys, because the Toads are better. Oh. They are more animated. They're a lot funner. And all I remember from that game was the big Ripley black guy trying to pass himself off as a Bobo, a gigantic fat rat, and throwing dynamite sticks into a room where a guy would throw them out and whatever. I mean, you're playing the game, so obviously you must know what I'm talking about. Speaking of the Super Nintendo, I saw that there's a new addition to the Retro Junkies Network, the SNES podcast. Kind of bummed because I was trying to get myself going on a podcast called Super Nintendo, but unfortunately my co-host and I are incredibly lazy, and we just kind of talk a big game and we never follow through with anything. So, if you have a good idea, why don't you tell me, and eventually we'll get it started. It might be a year and a half down the road, but we'll eventually do it. So, talk to you later. Bye.
That was awesome.
Thank you, Jay. I guess he said good, if we're going to go by. Yeah. Good,
Jay. I was going to say that, but I was going to let you have your segment.
So. Yeah, no, that's cool. And I also want to say thank you, Jay, for the call. Yeah. It's very entertaining. And if you want to we do have a new podcast coming on to the Retro Junkies Network called the SNES Podcast. But there's always room for more podcasts out there. I mean,
that's right. We all love
this. We do this for fun. We do it mainly because we enjoy it. So I suggest you do the same. It doesn't necessarily have to be listened by everyone, but it'll be fun. So I suggest you start it.
I agree for once.
Very well put, Michael. Very well.
Did you get some more stuff for us, Justin?
Yeah, I got some stuff. The first comment is by some idiot named Nick Stevens who Mike forgot to, I guess, admit him and just cut out this comment that says something about this much better on the Genesis.
This guy sounds awesome.
I agree.
Awesome.
Hey, he sounds smart.
I'd hang out with that guy.
Yeah, me too. I'd do a podcast with him.
Tim Van Autry actually said they actually mix them. I had no idea. So hopefully he's been exposed to it now. John Wedgeworth goes off with, it may feature a mix and match mashup of characters from the Double Dragon and Battletoads universe, but in terms of the game itself, it's 100% Battletoads. Of course, if you like Battletoads, it's a great game. If you're hoping for something of a Double Dragon game, though, you'll be disappointed. Color me in the camp that calls Battletoads games okay, as opposed to either phenomenal or terrible. And therefore, it should be no surprise that's precisely how I feel about this game. The NES version is a very solid 8-bit port, but both the 16-bit versions are quite a bit better.
Oh, interesting.
Now, Michael gave a rebuttal to that. Says I'll read Michael's rebuttal unless you want to just give us a live version of it, Michael.
No, I'd rather hear you do me.
Okay. It's actually not an 8-bit port, John. It actually released on the NES first, followed by the Genesis, and then the obviously superior version of the game, the SNES. All within the same year, though. And Michael followed that up with a shut your face, Nick Stevens. So.
What a hoser.
Oh, jeez, yeah, no kidding.
Aaron Hickman said the music in the SNES version is the best, but the NES version is no slouch. Notice he didn't say anything about the Genesis. Because
there's nothing bad to say about it.
Exactly.
Let's say, he put up some good.
If people want to hear more, then I suggest they go to our Facebook group and just join the conversation.
Right. Yeah, there was 33 comments. I was trying to go through them and try to find the good ones, but yeah.
So I suggest that everybody just goes to Facebook to do the Nest group, and you can just read all that stuff, and you can comment yourself.
Right, and Nick Stevens also puts good screenshots on that particular group.
Yeah.
Especially when you put Skitchin on there.
Oh, that Skitchin.
That's one of my favorites.
Such a good NES game. One of,
yeah. It's better than the Genesis version, in my opinion. Yeah.
Oh!
You know, and all kidding aside, I really like that guy you got on your group, Clayton. He's actually, I think he's watching right now. He put a comment, tagged me on it. So big shout out to that guy.
Yeah.
I think he got a little fired up one day. He didn't realize we were just kind of, I think as Michael called it, I was being cute. He's a real cool guy. It's nice to see you all have such a cool supporter and someone who's real active in your group like that. So big shout out, Clayton.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
Clayton's great. Great honorary dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Which he doesn't know, Justin, because we haven't released an Ninja Gaiden episode. But I guess we can just tell him.
Son of a gun.
Congratulations, Clayton.
I forgot about that. I was thinking that it was already out. Sorry.
That's all right.
Because Clayton's the one that always makes the huge mistakes and just an idiot. So I'll put a dunce hat on next time we record and we'll be all fine.
So. And Clayton, if you ever want to get away from the dark side, you can come right over to the gyms, and you can be a shining gym.
That's right. I agree.
So I think the consensus from the listeners is that it's just good.
Oh,
yeah. Kind of shocks me. But I'd like to know what we think. I think gym.
Nice.
No reasoning. I'm not going to give all this crazy reasoning, but I'll just say gym.
That's where he drops a microphone.
Yeah, just drops, walks.
Yeah, I say Jim.
I agree. I think this is one of the best beat 'em ups I've ever played. One of them. You know, I'm not saying it's the best, but it's one of them. Totally a gem, for sure. I haven't had a particular gem.
Right. Oh, hang on. Hold that hat.
Oh, are we still doing that?
Hold that hat.
Look, okay.
Hold up.
I'm holding it.
I got a good idea. I got a good segue. Hang on. Nick, what do you think?
It's definitely a gem. Just so I don't look like the hipster, I won't talk about all these little points, but it's a gem.
Okay. So then what I was going to suggest is that since we all think it's a gem, and we're the hosts of the show, and the listeners are not the hosts of the show, then we're going to call it a gem, and then we're going to give it a type of gem to bring it on back to the... Two Dudes in a Mess.
Okay.
Because that's the kind of ratings we like to do.
Oh, boy.
Justin, care to kick us off?
Okay. Top of gym. How about The Rush? No. Fall it. No. God.
What's the cricket noise?
I don't want deaf ears. All right.
Wait. Hang on.
What?
Can you make the joke one more time for me? Hang on. It's gonna be classical. Okay. Justin, can you give me a type of gym, please?
Sure. The type of gym I would give it is The Rush. Oh my gosh! I
like it.
Nah. Whatever. Forget it. I'm not even gonna give you a real gym now. I'm just mad. I'm going to go diamond. I'm going all diamond on it.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. I'm all in. Diamond.
Any reasoning?
It's an awesome game, and okay. Right. It's probably one of the better games that I've ever played. Oh, just stop it. You're supposed to be on my team.
Right.
Hey. I kid because I love, man.
Right. Well, you know what? The jerk store called and they said they're out of you.
Oh!
Did you just use that joke 2 weeks in a row?
2 weeks in a row. That's right.
Seinfeld, right? I knew I've heard that somewhere.
Oh, yeah. It's Seinfeld. It's George Costanza at his best. So, okay.
Well, I wanted to give it a diamond as well, but I won't now. Because of you. I will give it a sapphire.
Oh.
Because sapphires are beautiful and rare, but not as rare as diamonds. It's a diamond sapphire. Boom. There it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think it's a rare NES game. It's one of the best. So there you go.
Well, for me, I'm going to give this game a ruby. I think the ruby's like one of the hardest gems, and this game is one of the hardest beat-em-ups to beat. Not to mention, just like a ruby, this game is absolutely beautiful with the superior graphics and the variety of gameplay.
Yeah. Cool.
So I'm going to give this game the only gem that matters. This is going to get a Genesis gem.
Favorite
for guy. One, I don't know. For one, I don't know anything about gems. And for two, the Genesis is the superior system. So,
clearly.
I'm kicking you. I'm kicking you right now.
Take off.
That's honestly all because I know nothing about gems.
Oh.
Yeah.
You could have given it a Chaos Emerald. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
That would have been too perfect.
Yeah.
You dropped the ball on that one.
I dropped it. I dropped it like a wrecking ball.
Dropped it like it's hot.
Oh.
All
right. Well, that pretty much wraps us up.
I'm going to give it an Earthworm Jam.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I never played the game.
Oh, that's awesome.
Notice Matthew just sat quietly the whole time.
But you know, it doesn't matter.
The whole show.
His few words are better than not.
I love how you were wrapping the show up. Well, I guess that's about it. I give it an Earthworm Jam.
It's like, cut the music.
Well, that's the best comment of the podcast.
Yeah.
But you know what, guys? You know, I learned something today. You know, we all actually agree for once. This game's not bad.
No matter what system you play it on.
No matter what system you play it on. So, you know what? I guess we don't hate you guys as much as we thought we hated you.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Can this be the time where we just cut the beef? You know, we can really just cut the beef here. I just want to let you all know that you can apologize anytime you'd like.
Yeah, we deserve one, clearly.
I mean, feel free to bury that hatchet in your own back.
Oh!
just kidding. You guys are great.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, this is fun. I had a good time.
Yeah,
no, absolutely.
All right, we want to tell people how they can find us.
All right. You can find Genesis Gems, that's Rob Luther and Nick Stevens, at facebook.com/GenesisGemsPodcast. You can email us at GenesisGemsPodcast@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at GenGems. And please go out to iTunes and leave us a review. We would appreciate that.
Justin.
All right. Well, you can find us on Facebook. Anything, any social media outlet out there, we're on it. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, even ones that I don't even know exist. We're apparently on them. And then you can find us on NESDudes.com.
Not quite on that Snapchat yet, though, are we, Justin?
No, we haven't done Snapchat yet. Okay. Snapchat coming this week. I'm calling it. It's coming this week. It's coming this week. The week of whatever this week is.
This one.
December 15th. This week. We're going to get Snapchat. And then you can find our website, NESDudes.com, twodudesinanest.com. Or NintendoDudes.com.
Ooh.
And Michael, how do you call us?
You pick up your phone, and you if you got a dial pad, then you swirl it around. If you got a number pad, you just punch it in. See, Nick's, hang on. Nick's going to show the people live how to do it. Okay, you pick up your phone, you dial 775-773-8761. That number, call fast, call now, 775-773-8761. And if you want to call about a Genesis game, we'll go ahead and edit that and send it on over to Nick and Rob. It may not sound the same when it gets to them, but call us about a Genesis game. Well, I don't know if you're going to get to hear this before we actually record a Christmas episode, but we do want phone calls from people about their Christmas memories. We've already got three or four, so... If you have a cool Christmas memory or just a Christmas story or just want to tell us something nice about Christmas, call us.
Yeah. Good show, guys. All hands in.
Yeah. Yeah. Right there.
Go team.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are the ultimate team.
It's more right. Fun.
Bye. Bye, all. Everybody.
Yeah. Catch you later.
Catch you later, y'all.
Hey, Justin.
What's up, man?
I don't know about you, but finals, they got me stressed out.
You're telling me. It's about to kill me.
I know. This anxiety is just too much.
Mm-hmm. It's wearing me out. Wish I had something to relax me.
It's funny you should say that. I've got just the thing. It's called the Square Breathing app for the Windows phone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It, you know, it helps calm your nerves with the Square Breathing meditation treatment.
Sweet. I'm getting calm just thinking about it right now.
Yeah, me too. This is so nice.
Yeah.
Tell you what, if you want it, all you got to do, hop on your Windows phone, go to the Windows Store. It's called Square Breathing. It's got a picture of two lungs looking fit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm going to do that now.
It's pretty sweet. We should do it right now.
Yeah.
Let's do it right now.
All right. Let's do it.
All right.
We ready?
I am ready.
Hold on, I'm at the fart. All right.
Oh, I heard that.
And, you know, I think the arcade guy, he can just suck it.